I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben White from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Biggie from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Ethan from Cape Town. And you are listening to Try with Coach Perry.
Welcome back onto the next edition of Try with Coach Perry. My name is Brad. We've got our triathlon coach, Rudolf Nordea, with us once again today. Rudolf, nice to have you with us.
Hi there, Brad. Thanks for having me again.
No worries. Rudolf, let's talk about sort of training for a 70.3 distance triathlon. We had a great question in our forums on coachperry.com from a novice who's training for their first 70.3, and they're trying to get the balance right. I think that's one of the biggest struggles when you first get into the sport, and it probably never goes away, is sort of getting the juggle right with regards to how much time you should be spending on each discipline. For someone starting out training for their first half Ironman distance triathlon, is there a rule of thumb, or is it individual? What advice would you give to someone? How do you split it up? How much time should you spend on each of the disciplines?
I mean, it's very individual based, depending on your background and your sporting history. If you come from a swimming background, then obviously you don't need to spend so much time swimming because you already got that background. Same goes for cycling and running as well. So I would suggest working on your biggest weakness to spend more time than that than what you usually would, except if it's swimming, because the swimming is such a short part of a half Ironman, because I think the cutoff is between 7.5 or 8.5 hours, and the cutoff for the swim is 1 hour and 10 minutes. So that's a very, very short time that you're allocating towards swimming. So if you're a novice swimmer and you're starting swimming, then I would do 3 or 4 swim sessions a week just to get the feel for the water and the pool. But as again, the cycling takes more than half of the time to compete the race, so I would spend more than half of the time of the full training time for cycling, and then 33% to 40% on running. So break it up towards the percentages that the race is in swimming, cycling, and running. But if you have a bigger weakness and you have a strength, so if you're coming from a running background but you don't know, it's the first time cycling, then you can get away with running a little bit less but then cycling a bit more just to make up for that weakness.
Rolf, the swimming one's an interesting one for novices, because I think it's the thing that freaks people out the most when it comes to doing a half Ironman or an Ironman triathlon. And especially if it is not a strength, if you don't come from a swimming background, people, in my experience, tend to try and focus too much on it and spend a lot of time on there and not focus on the bike where you spend most of your time. How important would you say it is for someone like that to get help on the swim? Don't try and do it themselves. Like, get a swimming coach on deck to sort their technique out early on, because in my experience, that can go a long way to making you more efficient in the water, which then allows you to spend slightly less time in the water training, and you can then focus on the other two disciplines.
Yeah, like we said in previous podcast, swimming is 70% technique and 30% fitness. So you can get away with having a better technique than being fit. So going to a swim coach or a stroke analysis just to see what you're doing wrong and how can you improve, that will get you faster from point A to point B with using less energy. And also another helpful tip is to get you and a few friends, go and have an open water swim. It doesn't have to be a race, but just 5 or 6 people swimming very close to each other in open water, just so you can get the feel of it, that there's people close to you. You might not have your swim stroke that you have in the pool because someone's hitting you here and there. So that will also take the scariness out of the race, because it's very scary if it's you plus 1,000 of your best friends all of a sudden going towards one buoy, where in the swimming pool it's you or 2 or 3, maybe 4 people max in a lane. So that's another helpful tip that I would suggest, is do a few open water swims. It doesn't have to be an official race. Just you and 5 or 6 of your mates swim close to each other just to get the feel of swimming open water.
Yeah, that'll definitely make a difference as well. If you do need some help on your triathlon journey, be sure to check out the Coach Perry online training platform. Head over to coachperry.com/triathlon. We've got you covered. Training programs right the way through, from beginner sprint all the way to advanced Ironman. You get access through our mobile app. There's a very active forum. You get access to all the coaches and a whole lot more. So go check it out. That's coachperry.com/triathlon. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and Rudolf Nordea, cheers.
Cheers.